Sunny Wild Story.
For thrilling adventures of the Old West, ride with Straight Arrow. And remember, C-A-N-C-L-E-D, canceled is just what we be. If this program you would hear, don't tune in this time next year. Why they did it, we don't know. Now it's time for us to blow. So in parting, may we say, eat no more of that baled hay. United Nations Psychiatric Commission presents Document of Frustration. Again, it is our pleasure to bring you another in the weekly series of reports from Lake Success. It has often been said that a man is what he makes of himself. In everyday life, we find outstanding examples of this theory in practice. There are many great men who have started from small and obscure beginnings, only to go into the limelight of success. And then there are those who go into radio. The great question is, why? Tonight, we shall attempt to follow one man's ragged trail through the maze of the medium radio. This is not a story of success, but a document of frustration. The time is 10:27:30, any Tuesday or Thursday morning. You stagger down Vine Street. 2 minutes to go before you must see that man about a job. You haven't worked in 3 weeks. Television, you know. You envy him. He has a wife and a cigarette lighter, and they both work. Holding on to the backs of the booths, you grope your way toward the counter in Telesquare. Frantically, you claw your way upward to the top of a stool. It's empty, but thin as you are, there still isn't room for you. And bitterly, Lou Merrill on the adjacent seat gives way. You've made it. You turn and look out the window. Then you see him. He's a dapper man now. He works for the company. You admire his sartorial splendor, the egg spots on his tie deftly interlaced with mustard drips by a long drool of coffee. He pauses at the newspaper stand, picks up a paper, reaches into his pocket for the coins. His hand emerges and makes a tossing motion toward the pile of papers. But you know that it's only a gesture. You call it the dime-shy gesture. Your mind races backward through time and space. Chicago, Detroit, and even before that. You remember the first time his father saw him.
Oh, well. Pa, I know you'd rather have had a boy or a girl. But look at his cute walrus mustache. Let's name him after the president. We'll call him Teddy.
Sometime later in Detroit.
Hold it, hold it. Mr. Robertson. All horses have four legs. Now, if I have to stop this rehearsal again...
Ted went to Chicago. In Chicago, he said...
Well, now, Colonel, I don't think that your suggestion is exactly what...
Ted left Chicago. In between times, he tried acting and modeling.
What could you show me of your past modeling jobs?
Well, here's one I always liked. It's a picture of me with my foot on the running board of a car.
Pretty sharp, huh?
Well, actually, we're looking for a little more mature type. You know, a man who has lived.
Oh, well, I've lived.
Yes, I know, but recently.
Ted left for California. They knew he was coming and met him and June at the border.
Now, this is silly, Inspector. Why can't he come into the state? He isn't a vegetable or a plant.
Well, no, ma'am, but he's certainly potted, ain't he?
Once in California, he had no trouble.
No.
Not today.
Sorry.
Don't call us. We'll call you.
No. No.
There was nothing left for this man now. So he went to work as a producer. There was that extraordinary program, no Hooper, no sponsor, no MC, but an extraordinary program. Yes, Ted was responsible for every sparkling second of your stand-in.
Now, here's a letter from Mrs. Aggie Spragglebottom of Walla Walla, and she says...
I've been married for 15 years and worked like a horse for all that time. Could you have someone stand in for me on your program?
All right, now, there's our letter. Would someone volunteer? Ah, here comes someone now!
That did it. Let the chips... Buffalo, that is. Fall where they may, said Ted. I'm off for the Westerns again. Thus to Straight Arrow came this man of destiny.
N-A-B-I-S-C-O, Nabisco is the name to know. For a breakfast you can't beat, eat Nabisco, shredded wheat. Keen eyes fixed on a flying target. A gleaming arrow set against a rawhide string. A strong bow bent almost to the breaking point. And then...
Unfortunately, the young lady had no sense of humor. She did not mind so much being goosed, by a golden arrow, that is. But when it was broken off, that was too much. However, Heads Up Ted stuck to his guns. On Tuesday, he would say,
take 15 minutes for coffee, but be back by 11:15.
On Thursday, he would say,
well, please, take only 15 minutes. Be back by 11:15.
The following Tuesday,
do you think it would be possible for you to make it in 20 minutes today?
On Thursday.
Now, look, fellas. I only got 3 hours to get this show in shape. Now, I have to leave it just like Hank okayed it. Yet, I have to rewrite it for Lou Merrill. Now, please be back by 11:25.
Then came the summer hiatus. NBC.
Sorry, Mr. Robertson. Nothing this summer.
CBS.
Sorry, Mr. Robertson.
ABC.
Nothing this year.
MBS.
We're being sold.
And at a Union Oil station.
Well, with your experience, you might get on at the sign of the Flying Red Horse.
But even this was not to be. And as summer wore on, Ted went to an exclusive beach resort.
Hey, June, here's another dime. That makes $3.92 and 6 Coke bottles for the week. Hey, this beachcombing's not so bad at that.
But radio was strong in this man's veins. Pushing frustration aside for one last desperate try, he contacted his only remaining hope.
I'm sorry, Mr. Robertson. We're still not using three-legged horses.
Well, thank you anyhow, Mr. Hargis, but, well, I thought maybe, I mean... Well...
Unknown to our hero, at this very moment, a great advertising agency was looking for anybody who would work cheap. One day, while filching nickels from a grating in front of the Guarantee Building...
Hey, pardon me, sir. You're standing on my hand.
Oh, sorry, fella. Sorry. My name is Regan. I've just lost my Wilkie button down that grating.
Oh, be glad to snag it for you.
You would?
Say, I could use a man like you.
Thus came about the joining of forces. This man of frustration was at last at home. Part of the company. And so at this time, with bowed heads, we offer congratulations and this message.
Say, for the next minute, I want to talk to men over 35 years of age only. Men over 35 who's interested in regaining their lost pet. Say, when you get up in the morning, do you notice that you can't, there's nothing you can't sing in the shower? Do you approach your day with the same kind of eagerness as you did some years back? You know what's the matter with you? Perhaps the trouble's with your glands. Can't get your enjoys anymore, huh? Not even your jobs. Well, As you know, as men get older, their glands are not apt to function the way they should. They don't. There's not. You. They just ain't right. Sometimes some glands just don't work at all. You wake up. You go to bed. You get up in the middle of the. If you're over 35, I tell you, you owe it to yourself to try Hudson male hormones. Yes, sir, and you just see, if they don't solve your business and your domestic problems, I tell you, you'll be going home for lunch. Often when hormone deficiency is overcome, you get that old youthful pep back. Yes, sir, you'll find yourself waiting. You'll be the most surprised man in your life in the morning, and when you go to say, your earning power will be increased, and you'll come home and your wife will kiss you when you come in the door. Now, I want you to make this test today. Why don't you go into Eckert's Drugstore? That's right there in Chattanooga at the corner of 720 Market Street, right across from the pool hall. And you get yourself a 30-day supply of Hudson male hormones. You just take them for 30 days. And I tell you, after 30 days, if you don't wake up in the morning with the day, I tell you, your home life, your business life is going to be happier. And if it ain't, why, we guarantee to refund every bit of your money. Now, don't wait. You're not going to get any younger, and you're getting older every day, and you might as well get as much enjoys out of your life as you can. Get back your old jollies, huh? Feel like your old self again. Go on down to Eckert's Drugstore, 723 Market Street today, will you?